King.
Sing it in, Uncle Phil.
I still want to sing Man Eater.
Sing Man Eater.
Then sing Man Eater.
Whoa, here she comes. Watch out, boys, she'll chew you up. Whoa, here she comes. She's a man eater. Are we going to start now?
Hey! It's a Hot Sauce Enema show. Back from the year-long hiatus.
What is Hot Sauce Enema?
I'm your hostess with the mostest, Brian Dorenzo Fay. Brian Fay, with me today, Steve Woodbury.
Fresh off my second stand-up gig.
And also Chris, Steel Reserve Jutris.
It's high gravity.
That means, you know what that means? It's going to fly out of your rectum.
at high velocity.
Yes, high gravity.
So, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
New studio, worse acoustics.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're all, like, talking into our mics.
More beer, though.
More beer
than ever before.
But less Four Loko, which
less,
is...
Yeah, less Four Loko, less
maybe
lead.
Is a good or a bad thing.
I don't know.
Regardless, we're back in the studio. Topic of tonight's show is that guy.
That guy.
Fucking that guy. No, because we had an experience recently with...
After my
that guy,
after my my stand-up show, that these folks were nice enough to come along and cheer me on and say
about pressed hams,
pressed hams with gravy.
If you're unfamiliar with what a pressed ham is, a pressed ham is when you press your bare butt cheeks up against a window, and a pressed ham with gravy is when you accidentally have a little poop come out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, introduce who was this guy?
I think his name was Jared.
Yeah, his name was definitely.
He
Jared.
Ate the sandwiches, or he worked at the jewelry store. I don't know. He was one of those guys.
He did teleconferencing in his underwear. I remember that. He did talk about that.
He
dressed from the waist up.
I pretended to. Well, I avoided him a lot.
And good call.
And Chris was the person that got the brunt of his.
Well, I
rants.
Mean, it was me and Brian. We started off having a normal conversation with the dude.
And then I said, you shouldn't care what people's religion are. And
Jesus
went
Christ.
Nuts atheist on me.
Well, I mean, we gotta.
However, how dare you call him an atheist? Because that implies that there is.
I was there for that part.
Oh, that implies that there is something to believe in the first place.
Right. No, but the funniest part is how we got to the whole religious debate was because he was talking about circumcised penises.
No, that came after.
No, it didn't.
No, the circumcision, no. I remember you guys talking about that first.
Hold up.
It was circumcision. And, yeah, it's always
thanks, Amanda.
Thank you to our vaginal consultant, Amanda Scarcy.
Hot Sauce Cinema, we go dick first.
yeah, time no, to we, dick counter.
We started talking about how he was circumcised and how he hates circumcision, and then that led into why he hates religion.
Because I said, no, because I remember saying, I'm along the lines of, believe whatever you want, go nuts, I don't care, it's not affecting me. And then, what?
Put your mic closer to your fucking face.
So I was along the lines
every time.
When you yelled, pull it away. When you're talking,
so I should yell right here and pull it away when I talk normal. No, because I said something along the lines of, like, I don't care, be religious, I don't care, it doesn't bother me, do whatever you want. And he was like, I actually take offense to that. How dare you believe in made up bullshit?
Where did he take offense to, even?
I want to smack you in the face and then call you an idiot.
I'm going to end the show already. It's been 5 minutes. I'm going to fucking end the show.
5 minutes is a good run after a year.
We don't want to spoil the people that the two or three people that are like, what? Hot Sauce Cinema has a new show after
their
a fucking
iTunes auto downloads a new episode. They're like, wait, what?
Can you imagine like the one person that
it'll
subscribed?
Be funny because like I think my ex subscribed and she probably didn't unsubscribe. And so she'd be like, oh, fuck, there's the show that I don't want to listen to with that fucking shithead boyfriend that I broke up with for no reason.
Okay, let's not take it to there. Let's not be that guy, Steve.
Let's not be that
guy. I'm sorry. I mean, I wasn't going to go any further with it.
But no, basically this guy, he was so angry at the fact that he was circumcised against his will.
Can we get a show of hands of who's circumcised in this room?
It's everyone.
Okay, we got them all.
It's even the
I'm hoping the ladies aren't.
Tom looks to the girls.
You know, actually, that's a good point.
Are you circumcised, babe?
No. I sometimes wonder.
What? Amanda's uncut.
Could you do a female circumcision?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do is. Exist. They cut off the clit or something.
No, they cut off all the lips.
Oh.
So it's just like
yeah, like,
smooth.
Well, because it's got a hood to it. Just
no,
like,
you cut off the hood and you cut off the lips.
Why would you cut off the lips?
Because the lips just get in the way. Well, come on the show.
There is a real thing called female circumcision.
If
and
you
they want to
have input, you got to get over here. It's my dining room, too.
Anyways.
Go.
No, what were you saying?
Female circumcision, they cut the lips, because sometimes the lips are in the way. When you push in, the lips fold in, and the girls
no,
don't like that.
What?
We just kind of spread them a little bit more.
Everyone loves the lips.
Get them all, well, I don't
Who
know. Sometimes
lips?
There's
just
a little
like
bit of it.
It's like kissing
curtains.
A real mouth.
Sometimes it's like kissing pastrami, though.
It's just smoked meat.
There's a lot of fucking, like, I don't know, like, this has only happened once. I've experienced a lady that had an excessive amount
of
money. That going on. And I mean, I didn't shy away. I'm a fucking trooper. I went down on her, but like it was
nothing
just
wrong with
no
it.
Pun intended, a fucking trooper.
Nothing wrong with it. I mean,
because you're having sex.
Oh. Things on the radio.
You can't answer her because no one can hear her questions.
So yeah, I went, you know, and did that, but like it was a bit
you
excessive.
You didn't notice it.
Yeah, I noticed it. It was very hard to not notice the amount of labia this lady had.
So anyway, this guy was mad that he has the tip of his dick sniffed.
Right, and it's not even it's just the skin around.
It's not even a religious thing nowadays.
Well, not anymore. Now
it used to be like
he's complaining because it became a cultural thing from a religious thing.
Well, the chosen people, the Jews, were all
like,
"Let's."
Oh, so it's normal for like in Middle Eastern women to just wear the fucking things over their whole head because this is what everybody does, and if they don't, they get rocks thrown at them. That's just normal because that's what everybody does.
Yeah,
talking to the mic, fuck.
I'm being eccentric.
Yeah, I know, but you're very low in the mix now. I'm just like looking at the. I don't usually get to see how
well,
where
I'm
we are.
Equalize the mix anyway. After
okay,
you
fine.
Equalize the mix
in post. Yes, you can.
No, you can't. It's
can,
one input.
You
one
can,
audio input.
But I can normalize the levels, Chris.
Fine.
Okay, so as you were saying,
he was really
Muslim
mad
women
his...
getting hit by rocks.
Yeah, he was really mad about his dick. Long story short.
Right.
But, speaking of his dick.
What?
Long story short.
I get it. Because
jokes.
It's a length.
Yeah, okay. Chris, go on.
Well, no, I think he was just upset because he has a bad sex life.
He has a shitty dick.
Right, and so he's blaming
it. No, he has a shitty dick, but he blames it on his circumcision, and he should just blame it on, like, something else, and he should get fucking checked out by a goddamn doctor.
So, well, no, it's not even about blaming it on his...
Speaking of shitty dicks, Chris's defense was like, he's like, girls don't think, they think uncircumcised dicks look weird. And he's like, that's bullshit. That's all bullshit.
And then we brought the ladies
over. I call
over
my girlfriend. I go, Amanda, come here. She goes, uncircumcised dicks look weird? She goes, ugh, yeah. And she, like, looks at this guy. She's talking. She's like, is your kid circumcised? He's like, fuck no. Fuck that. What kind of hypocrite do you take me for? And, like, so
it's
later.
It's much more fun to jerk my kid off with the circumcision with the foreskin.
So she later is like has his phone. Like, because he showed her pictures of his kids. And she's like, babe, I don't care if he's a jerk. Look at how cute his kids are. I'm like, yeah, but he's got a weird-looking dick, though.
What, he had pictures of the kid's dick?
No, it's just...
Yeah, it was huge.
Because it's,
wow, that's impressive for the kid. I know he didn't show kid dick.
I'm ending this show.
Wait, can we get in trouble for talking about kid dick?
Yes. No, I mean...
Unless it's a child detective. Kid dick.
We're not talking...
not going to get much better than that.
Puns.
It's not going to be our fault if this guy has pictures of his kid's dick.
It is our fault if we enjoy it.
We didn't enjoy it. He didn't show us pictures of his kid's dick.
For yourself,
we're having
there,
jokes. I'm sorry. I didn't see the kid dick pictures. That's why I was asking.
Okay.
You're just jealous that you didn't get to see it?
Steve is so frustrated.
I'm trying to convey... facial expressions over the podcast,
just,
and it's not working.
It's just heavy sighing.
I don't want to look at this guy's kid's dick.
Okay. No one saw kid dick. There's no kid dick. Except for Chris's. He's got a kid dick.
Yeah, but a kid horse.
Go still... on about this guy's shitty dick.
But, okay, so he starts talking about his dick and how it's terrible. But, like, one of the things he said, like, that, well, what got conveyed to me from what he, what you guys said that he said.
We only convey the truth.
Well, good. I'm glad. But one of the things that he, you guys said he said was that, you know, he had burning when he would have an orgasm or whatever. Yeah.
He said he had burning after sex, and he said he didn't, he says, probably, you know, you don't last as long, and it burns after you have sex. And he pointed to Chris, he's like, this guy said he has these problems. And Chris, well, no, Chris just goes, nope.
Because I said, like, I was saying, like, sarcastically, like, oh, that's what that's from?
Like, I'm like, and he was like, yeah.
I was trying to imply that, no, you're just not good at sex.
No, you just got
in most cases,
dick.
Like,
or you have chlamydia. I don't know.
In most cases, if you, like, you have problems, like, going too soon, I, like, well, no, I've heard that people with foreskins tend to ejaculate
it's
sooner.
More sensitive.
Because, yeah, it's more sensitive, so you're going to be, like, jizzing left and right.
Pudding!
City.
And into the center, I imagine.
Yay, pudding!
Well, that's when you fart.
No, that was what? A jizz joke.
Yeah,
no, that was
jizz.
Not jizz joke. That was a fart joke.
We
will bring up episode 9.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, if, like, someone is, like, okay, like, if they have burning problems. I used to have burning problems when I would use condoms with the spermicidal lubricant.
Yeah.
Because he's got a wife and kids, so he's not wrapping it.
Well, what the fuck is his issue then?
His wife, like, probably gave him chlamydia because she's sleeping around.
Or,
she hates him.
Or he's just bad at doing it.
Or how is, like, having, like, burning penis making him bad? Because
he's
at it.
Fucking a, like, rug, and, well, he's getting rug burn on his tip. I don't
maybe
know.
His wife is just really dry down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because she's not into it.
Yeah, she's so uninto it. She gets super.
And he doesn't
dry.
Want to put a little lube on.
Yeah, because that's emasculating to him.
Yeah, because, like, I'm not getting my wife
Stop
all moist.
About dicks.
That was the whole point of the show.
No, it was not the whole point.
No, I mean this topic.
No, we're going to talk about the other part too.
That guy.
Well, yeah. Okay, but still, it's still a pretty big part of the story.
Well, yeah.
Or a small part, who knows.
We don't know, we didn't see it. Or but judging by his kid, it's a pretty big part.
Hey, call back.
I mean, it was cool to have him there as sort of like what, at least as far as watching my comedy.
Yeah, it was definitely cool to have, like, a stranger there.
And then saying that I was better than the other people
than
that were on
teacher?
Stage. Yeah.
Because your teacher...
Well, okay, he didn't gauge the crowd enough.
Yeah. He also drove some of his bits to the ground.
Yeah, well, like, you know, a little bit of the
other guy was good though.
Yeah, they were both good,
yeah,
but
they're
like
good, but I feel like the old guy could have done without the singing.
Yeah, like the entire, like, doing the parody classic rock songs, or maybe just doing a couple of them.
Right, just a popular one.
I hope he never listens to the podcast. He probably never will.
Oh, probably not.
Probably doesn't have my iPod.
Or if he finds it, you'll be too famous for him to
eat. Yeah, you're bigger than him. We're tipping right
I'm
now.
I'm not. No way. Am I fucking Louis C.K.? No.
You might be. You might
you
be
gotta
the next
hold,
one.
You just got to hold your mic like this. Like, faggot's a funny word. And just
it is.
Hold your mic all the way at the bottom and wiggle it around a bunch.
Is that what Louis C.K. does?
Yeah.
Wait, you're the one who brought him up, and you don't even know it?
I don't know his mic technique.
Well,
I know that he's a
it's
funny
pretty much
dude.
This. It's so,
is he just
so
like?
I need to
is he just like a giant man, and that's the only way he can hold a mic?
No, he's,
to look
he's
normal.
Not, he's not that tall. I think he's like you
no,
know,
he's
6 foot. But
no,
he's like 6'4", 6'5".
Louis C.K.
Yeah,
he's not a fucking monster. Look it up.
He's a
imagine,
big dude.
Imagine if all microphones were Bob Barker microphones.
I like how you turned it off first. That's very nice of you.
Why you? Okay, we can't, Brian. We've done this before and it doesn't work.
He's 6 foot. Oh shit! Someone's
right.
Like, hey, 6 foot.
All right,
like,
all right,
oh,
all right, all right,
eight.
All right. Whatever.
He towers like a behemoth over everybody.
He's still Mexican.
Yeah, he's still Mexican. Yes.
Fun fact: he actually is Mexican.
He's half Mexican. Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. His Spanish is his first language.
No way.
Yes.
Where was he born?
It's Mexico.
Yeah, but
Mexico.
he grew up in Newton, Mass.
He grew up in Newton, but he was like born in Mexico.
He grew up in Newton, Mexico.
No, Newton, Massachusetts.
In Mexico.
Yes.
All right. It makes sense because the Gulf? Because the Cape? The cape has a gulf,
I'm
right?
I'm just going to let you keep on killing yourself with this. He was born in Washington, D.C., dick.
Yeah, so he's American.
And Wikipedia is always right.
He went to Mexico where he met his grandmother, who was Mexican, of Spanish-Mexican ancestry. His father was born in Mexico. His mother is American of Irish Catholic ancestry. Whatever. English, Spanish is his first language. He speaks Spanish. Mexican-American.
You're my first language.
Yeah, yeah, but I think he tells most of his jokes in English.
Yes, that is true.
Point, though. That is, I like that wry look he has on his face in the picture.
That's
kind of
just like his face at all times.
He's just like, you know what? I'm up to something.
Just keep this here for the whole show.
have you seen his dick?
Yeah, it's like a
oh,
pig.
Yeah, from Lucky Louie.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's like a pig's tail.
Well, you know, people have dicks.
I know, but it's like the one thing to show on an HBO series.
And you show
and
Louis C.K.'s
full
dick.
Frontal flaccid Louis C.K.
Yep. You're going to judge him?
I'm just saying, it's weird. It's weird. It's a strange choice.
Okay, so this guy was just battling us about atheism the whole night, talking about, how, well, if I had a make-believe fable machine, would you believe anything it spat out? I was like,
yes.
He's like, you know, people are just afraid of not knowing. People are afraid of the whole, I don't know. I was like, yeah.
Yes, that's
they
true.
They are. So let them have comfort. Why does it bother you if someone wants to be comforted by the idea of a god?
Yeah.
Who cares?
See, I don't...
It doesn't hurt you. He's like, it does hurt me. I pay taxes, and they don't. Fuck you.
People that are religious do pay taxes.
Yeah.
Religions.
Churches
in general don't.
They can choose to.
Well, they
but
don't.
But they don't. my gripe is, like, the whole... my only gripe is still, like, the church and state separation thing that people don't seem to grasp. And, like...
Well, America's a Christian country.
Yeah, no. I'm fine with religion. I don't care. Don't want to get into a religion podcast. I think if your religion wants to have say in the government, it should pay taxes. Done. That's all I'm saying on it.
I don't disagree with that.
That's hard to say, really.
Because just like, I literally just said it. It wasn't that difficult.
No,
I said it to an audience of potentially billions.
Potential billions.
Yeah, potential billions, probably hundreds.
Probably like 10.
Or maybe hundreds.
No, we get 50.
50? Oh, wow.
We get a steady 50 plays.
We got more than that.
We probably have more by
Let's
now.
Let's not brag.
Yeah, we got 50 people listening
to this
podcast.
I don't
want to
brag, but we were once in the top 10 on the comedy section.
Until Mark Maron came along.
Automatic.
until what the fuck with Mark Maron, right?
But you remember that, right?
Yeah, I remember. You uploaded a picture of it to the Dropbox.
I was so proud.
Took a nice snag of it. That's nice. I don't think we're number
We're not
in the top 10 anymore because we haven't had one in over a year.
Wouldn't it be cool if we were, though?
People have just been listening to for over
They're like,
a year.
Oh, we've been waiting for more.
Oh, can't wait.
I'm so disappointed. What the fuck? What happened to episode 11?
That's the one we had to redact.
No,
that was 6.
It isn't. It's episode 11 is the missing episode that's on Brian's computer somewhere.
No, it's not. It formatted since.
Then it's the missing episode.
And
it was good. It was a good one.
It was a great one.
Lee talked a whole bunch.
Lee actually talked a lot. It's the one show where Lee actually
we
talked.
We stayed on topic.
I know. That was the car.
That was the one that I wasn't there, though.
Yeah, we stayed on topic.
Sorry. I guess I'm the fucking problem. Thank you,
Steve,
Lee.
The problem, Woodbury.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
See, well,
just that fucking guy. I'm just sick of people being that guy. Like, just is it that hard to just be a cool dude? Like, why can't you just fucking...
Sometimes it, I think it is, because you know what?
Drew.
Because that, well...
Well, let's wait for a bit.
But sorry, we shouldn't drop names. But there's this guy.
I drew a picture of this guy. His name is Drew.
No, but see, the problem with that guy is they reproduce that guy. So then...
Who the fuck is here?
Oh, they ordered food.
Oh. Chinese food.
Surprise, it's Lean!
Wouldn't that be something?
We'd have to, like, change the mixers and just cause
we
all
kinds of... We could pause it and then start over. Yeah, well, not start over, but, like, you know, pick it up.
Resumed.
We can get the guy that's the delivery guy on.
Get the delivery guy. Bring him up. No. Don't bring him up.
Give him the stick. Don't give him the stick.
But on a serious note, how do you know if you have chlamydia?
I don't know.
No.
I think they put a Q-tip in your penis.
Ooh.
Yeah, they give you the swab.
Oh, wait, that's gonorrhea.
Well, they're probably same.
I think they're probably the buzz.
They give you the male pap just, smear.
Everything is just a Q-tip in the.
I definitely got tested for gonorrhea when I was in college, and they put a Q-tip in my penis hole, and I didn't have it, which was great. But the Q-tip in my dick hole was not great. Pizza.
Do you have to get the gonorrhea into the dick hole?
What?
Like, how do you contract?
What if you just put a cork in?
What, when you're having sex?
Yeah.
What if we get it from, like, a wine bottle? Yeah. Too bad we didn't get that wine.
Oh. I'm just saying, what if you just, like, smear your dick on it, but don't get, like, the hole on it?
What?
What, like, hot dog in it?
Yeah.
Like, you just rest it on the lips.
And are you going to eat Chinese food? Is that where you're going?
You just rub it on the clit and the lips.
I don't even know what gonorrhea is as far as, like, either. An STD. Like, is it, like, goop?
I feel like it's all goop. Like, every STD other than, like, the serious ones that you can't get rid of is just goop coming out.
Okay, well, like, all right, gonorrhea is goop. Let's say syphilis is goop. But, like, herpes and, like, warts, they're not goop. They're, like,
and you
things.
Can't get rid of them.
Seriously, all we've done is talk about genitals.
So what? It's our thing, and people like it.
Yeah, okay. People at least 50 people like it, apparently.
Okay, so that guy.
No, but okay, here's my take on this is what I wish that guy had said. Like, I consider myself agnostic. I don't do the religion thing, but I'm okay with people being religious as long as it's not being either forced upon me or what is it? Or if it's hurting other people.
Right.
Like, if
really?
Well, a poignant conversation here.
No, I don't care. I don't necessarily. I don't know. Like, I just don't know.
I don't know. That's why I'm agnostic and not atheist, because I'm like, I don't know.
I don't care.
I think presuming to know either way is just presumptuous.
Yeah, like, I'm not going
to think.
I'm not going to go out of my way to do the atheist approach and try to disprove God, but I'm not going to follow it either. I don't know. I don't care. Like,
What I wanted him to say instead of, like, you know, pissing you off.
You mean you didn't want him to piss me off?
No, well, no. What I wanted for him was to answer intelligently instead of just calling you a name.
All he did was cut you off and get in your face. And Chris said, "You're being very hostile." And he goes, "I'm not being hostile. I'm just being passionate." I was like, wow, way to be that guy.
He is that guy. That's why we're talking about it. But, like, okay, so instead of, you know, being a dickhead like he was, what he should have said was when you asked him, like, why he doesn't cheat on his wife.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, if he believes in absolutely nothing religious whatsoever.
Why are you married and monogamous?
Yeah, exactly, because that's like a religious type of thing.
But,
typically.
You know, people can... But what he should have said was... that people that aren't religious can have their own moral compass.
Right.
And it doesn't... It may be based on laws. It may be, like, based on, like... certain religious ideas that you had imprinted on you when you were a child that you still kind of have in the back of your brain.
But no,
that you
he said was, it's bullshit and it's made up and no one should believe it. If some guy came in here screaming about Zeus and Poseidon, he'd probably say he was crazy. I was like, no, that dude's doing his own thing. I don't care.
If someone wants to worship the sea god, fucking let him do it.
Who cares? Who fucking cares?
Unless he gets somebody to release the Kraken on us, and then we're fucking in a world of shit.
I release the Kraken every night.
Because that's what you call your dick.
Yeah.
That's clever.
It is. It's not very clever.
You release the Kraken because it's such a large cock, and you're like, oh, here comes the giant.
Oh, my
giant.
God, again.
You complain.
Why don't you talk about your penis for a bit?
It's okay. Oh, I think I'm losing weight because I was rubbing one out, and my wiener looked a little bit bigger than usual.
Yeah, that's one thing that's cool because, like, I think it's every 40 pounds you lose, your cock gets about an inch longer.
Yeah, well, not 40.
It is 40.
I think it's every 10 pounds.
I listen to it.
I think it depends on how big you are to begin with.
Like, if you're, you know,
like I'm large enough for like a pound is 10 inches.
What?
I'm getting looks from the LP over there.
LP?
Lady person.
Life partner.
Oh.
Both work.
Yeah.
Oh. Come chime in on my penis.
Chime in on my penis.
Yeah, chime on it, baby. just held the mic. Wow. And walked away.
That was really good.
Whoa.
Thanks for the input, babe.
Thanks for the double input. What?
What?
Sorry, it was a joke.
Whip, 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 whip. Boing, boing, boing.
You got a soundboard now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like that guy from Police Academy.
I'm daytime radio.
Brian, daytime radio Faye.
Faye in the morning.
What was that?
I need to go.
Gremlin?
The chirps.
The chirps? The beeps?
The bleeps and the bloops, the beeps and the creeps.
Like the guy from Police Academy.
Yeah.
Yes, much like him.
Michael
Winslow.
Michael Winslow, yeah.
Not to be confused with Carl Winslow.
Who's Carl Winslow? What's he do? He's black too, though, right?
Who's Carl Winslow? Have you ever heard of a show called Family Matters?
Yeah, 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 okay.
Right. And he was also pretty much played Carl Winslow in Die Hard.
Oh.
And he played a cop, and he basically played the same character he played on, like, Family Matters, because his character was a cop.
Right.
So they may as well have just called him Carl Winslow in that show, or in that movie.
That would have been an awesome, awesome, like, reference. That would have been, like...
Someone tried to tell me that that's what they based his, like Family Matters was a spinoff of Die Hard. And I was like, no, he just plays a cop in both things.
With Steve Urkel.
There was no other reference.
What is that beeping?
Oh, Shana's alarm clock. It sounds like a bomb.
Oh.
I don't hear any beeping.
Yeah, because shut off at this point.
Oh.
Well, that's good.
Victory beers.
Yay.
Steel Reserve.
Doing half of a show so far.
To halfway.
Yeah, I'm halfway there.
Remember when we went to Halfway Cafe and you had scallops and then you got the juices?
Yeah, I definitely juiced in the toilet.
Do you want to remind the viewers, listeners?
Juiching is when you're shooting out of both ends.
When you're pooping in the toilet and you got a nice barrel in front of you and you're yakking at the same time.
Yeah, and you're especially at your friend's house, and you have to really consider your options.
What were your options? Were you just going to sit in the tub?
Options.
You're going to toilet shit in the bucket.
Just turn the shower on
and just go nuts.
let loose from all ends. Just get it. Let it wash down the drain.
Yeah, and I might as well masturbate at that point.
Yeah, I guess.
Chris, if you had just had your pee bottles.
What?
You ever heard that story of this guy? He's like, he carries pee bottles with him because he doesn't like to use restrooms or whatever. But he's like, and he finally gets this date with this girl in his class, and he's like, I didn't bring my pee bottles because I was confident I didn't need them. And they go on this date, and it's great, and then they go back to her place or whatever, and he's got a, like, poop or something, but he's got this boner because they went back to the girl's place, and he got all excited, and he's a social recluse, so he's like, boner city, bitch, let's do it.
So he was just, like, at her place, and all of a sudden boner happened.
And then I had to poop. And then he goes, and he's like, I gotta take a shit. So he sits in the toilet, and he can't, like, fold his wiener into the bowl, so he starts peeing all over the place. He's like, oh, crap, 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 and then he leans forward and puts his dick in. But then his butt's not all the way out, so he starts getting shit all over the toilet.
What?
And then he's like, no, oh, my God. So he turns the shower on, and the girl's like, why are you showering? He's like, just give me a minute, like, crying. He's, like, in the shower, and he's pooping in the shower. And then, like, but the shower's hot, so it's making all the stink go. And they said, you're suspended for a week. No. And like, so she's like, oh, my God, what is that smell? He's like, I'm coming in. He's like, no, please don't come in. Oh, my God. And he's there with a boner covered in pee and poop. And he's just like, she opens the door. She's like, almost vomits immediately. And she's like, you need to get out. So he cleans up, gets out or whatever. And he's like, this all could have just been alleviated if I just had my pee bottles. I could have just sat in the toilet, pooped, and put my boner in a pee bottle, and it would have been under control.
You know what? Here's the problem. I'm going to pick out specific details of that story that are wrong.
Okay.
Can't pee with a boner.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I will do it. I can pee with a boner.
I bet you can't. Not with a full boner.
Yes.
Not with a rock hard
Manda,
Viagra boner.
Can I pee with a boner?
Have you had a rock hard Viagra boner?
In the shower. Like that I've totally hard. Done it.
No, you can't. Once you start peeing, your boner starts decreasing.
That's why you just have someone else stroke slowly while you pee.
No. Then
Chris,
you won't be able to pee.
I will show you my hard dick peeing. I have a video. It's on Vine.
No, you don't.
My Vine video.
It's on Vine.
I tweeted it last week.
Hot Sauce Cinema, brought to you by Vine.
And Steel Reserve.
And Steel Reserve. Can we get a
high gravity.
Remember when we were trying to get AdamandEve.com as our sponsor?
Yeah, they almost did. We just needed more views.
What if we just plug in AdamandEve.com, your one-stop shop for all your adult butt toy needs?
I don't think they'll give a shit.
I mean, they'll probably like the free publicity.
I don't think they'll.
Adam and Eve.
But they're not going to fucking pay us for it.
Butt fuck store. AdamandEve.com. Butts.
But you know what? Why are they going to fucking pay us if you're giving it to them for free?
That's a good point.
Exactly.
So stop doing that.
Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Exactly. And if you lie to the cow, it's rape.
What? Is that right? Nice. I got the reference right. It's Red versus Blue Joe.
It's not. No, that's just a phrase.
Well, I know, but
you guys should mumble more. So no
you
one
just
can
call
hear.
My girlfriend a cow? Nah, dude, I think he called her a whore. Yeah, it's a joke.
It was hilarious.
I forgot to laugh.
One of our 50 listeners liked it.
One of our 50 listeners got
liked
the reference.
On Facebook, facebook.com/hotsauceenema.
Is that our URL?
There's a bunch of numbers.
I think it's HSenema.
There's a bunch of numbers.
I mean, I'm sure if you searched it, it would happen.
You could find it.
We had one guy like our Facebook page that was just a really big fan of hot sauce.
Yeah.
His picture was like him dressed in a Bud Light gown. And
plenty of people on Twitter are following me, and they're like hot sauce enthusiasts. This is like
a thing. Hot sauce enthusiasts are fucking that guy. Hot sauce enthusiasts are always like, I want it to burn. I like the pain. I was like, then go cut yourself while you jerk it. I don't, like, what do you want?
I like hot sauce.
Go cut
like
off your foreskin so it burns while you ejaculate.
Cut off your foreskin and then masturbate with the hot sauce immediately after.
I like hot sauce, though. I'm that guy.
Yeah, well, no, I like hot sauce, but I don't like the
I'm not going to go out of my way to find the world's hottest sauce.
Oh, but, like, I do like going to a place and having a burger or having some sort of thing that they say is wicked hot, and it actually is.
Like, would you do the Four Horsemen burger that has, like, ghost peppers on it?
No.
It's got, like, ghost peppers, habaneros, and something else.
I went to, you guys know where the
Boot Jalokia is?
You guys know the Dudley Chateau?
Nah.
It's in Wayland. It's like...
Why is it not in Dudley?
I don't know.
I do know
the chateau in Wayland. I didn't know it was called the Dudley Chateau.
Yeah.
Is it just the chateau?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
When you called it the Dudley Chateau, I was like, it's in Dudley.
It's right on the lake, right?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Okay, so like they have a bunch of burgers there. And the last time I was there, they had like a hotter than hell burger, and I'm like... Oh, it's probably got a couple jalapenos on it and some pepper jack cheese.
Well, look at this guy with his big hot sauce fucking enema.
And I was just like, oh, it's probably like that. And then I get this burger and it's covered in like this very dark red hot sauce. And
see,
I'm
the
like,
dark red hot sauce is the scariest hot sauce.
And I was just like, okay, this is probably problematic. And then I cut it in half and I got some on my hand and I tasted it and I'm like, fuck. I'm in for a treat.
I'm in for a treat in 3 hours.
The next day.
Did you eat the whole thing?
I ate the whole thing. I didn't eat my fries,
though. Did you have milk?
I did not have milk. I had a beer. And
that makes it worse.
Yeah, I know.
Milk makes it worse.
No, milk makes it better.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It's a myth.
Strong
no,
bases.
It's not, Chris.
No, you know,
neutralize
you know what
the
makes
acid.
It worse is stroking your throat like this.
No, Chris, milk helps.
That's a lie. I made that
milk's
up.
Milk's help. The fat breaks down. Milk helps. You're an asshole.
It's the fat. It's very.
It breaks
it's
down the
base
oils.
Too.
So then drink cream. That'll be better.
Yes.
Yeah. Cream would probably work great.
Weird to drink in large quantities.
No.
Yeah.
Tell that to any Japanese girl.
I actually drink cream regularly.
No, you don't.
What on your
directly
coffee?
From the source?
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Brian. This one time we went to the IHOP.
The IHOP.
Yeah. It's
how many creamers did I drink that day?
Well, it was a whole bowl because I had one creamer. I had one creamer for my one cup of coffee. The time I was ready for another cup of coffee, all of the creamers were gone.
And we had to ask the waitress for more creamers because this dickhead drank them all.
Is that what you guys said?
Yeah.
That was paraphrased, but...
You did call me a dickhead.
Maybe not to the girl.
Louie.
Just look at that smirking face. You know what a merkin is?
Merkin, yes. Yeah.
A
pubic wig.
Pubic wig.
Yeah, it's like a vagina.
You know what they were originally used for, right?
Well, it's during the war times.
Yeah, prostitutes were shaved.
Well, yeah, they shaved them off because of like getting crabs. Yeah, and so they put a merkin on so it would seem less weird.
Was crabs the worst thing?
Well, there was probably
back then.
You know,
like, I mean,
well, crabs was treatable by shaving it a lot.
Well, maybe. Maybe you can just dip your junk in some...
acid?
What's how they burn off the warts, aren't
they? Fuck a couch.
They put acid on them?
Yeah. No, you get rid of warts, you freeze them.
Well, I thought they poured acid on.
Like a good cucumber. You freeze it.
I don't... Anybody have pearly penile polyps?
I do not have those, and I am
Like around the base?
Around anywhere.
Around,
on
like,
the
tip, usually, they form.
Oh. I've never had a...
Do you know what those are?
I forget what the name of it is.
Okay,
let's
get a picture up. And
pearly penile polyps.
Oh, it's already up there, buddy.
Popples.
People have been searching this a lot.
Popples.
Okay, no, I don't have those. Holy shit.
These are non-disease, by the way. These are just like things.
Yeah, those just happen.
I'm glad I don't have those, because then like girls might actually suck my dick occasionally.
Here's a really close-up.
Yeah, what is it even? Like, how do you get rid of
them? Would
you
fucking get those things off the screen? That's like the time...
Those are fingers. Don't panic.
That was like the time we were watching that guy in the fucking septic tank. Like,
oh God, look at these things.
Would you fucking turn it off?
The closer you get to them, the more horrific it becomes.
It looks like
an
alligator.
From experience,
it looks like an alligator.
No, I mean, look at that magnification. That's gonna be what, like 5x?
How do you get that fucking? How do you get rid of it though?
You don't.
You don't. You just deal with
they're
it.
They're just there?
Yeah, they're just there. Some people pop them.
If you're listening at home or at work, look up pearly penile popules.
Oh my God. Anyway, so yeah, some people pop them.
Amanda's over there. She's like, you guys need to talk about something else like right now. What's up?
I'd rather look at Louis C.K. and his wry look, like he's up to something no good, than pearly penile popules. Don't look at me like that, miss.
Chris, remember that time?
I am not gross. I'm a sweetheart.
An anal prolapse?
Yes. Steve, ever seen an anal prolapse?
Yes.
Chris had not until like 2 years ago.
I panicked.
I said something about it, and he's
like in real life or like
no, like on a video or picture.
Yeah, no. Like I've never seen it in real life. But no. I'm not that much of a cock.
No, I mentioned something to Chris, and he was like, "No, your butthole cannot turn inside out." And I was like, "No, Chris, it's called the pink sock. Like it's a real thing."
No, see, no, what happened was you just showed me the video, and I was like, "What is that?"
We got the pink sock cartoon, including Donkey Punch, the Dirty Sanchez.
I would prefer a pink sock over a blue waffle.
Oh, fuck me!
This is gross. This is a gross
episode. No, stop it! Blue waffle. This isn't going to be good, is it?
Oh, look, an actual blue waffle.
Oh, what is that?
Wait, was that guy's face
a blue waffle? Is that a fucking... somebody take out a vagina? What happened there?
Is that...
yeah.
Is there a cure to blue waffle yet?
What is blue waffle?
You're looking at it,
buddy. What the fuck is that?
The vagina.
What causes that?
No one knows.
Nobody knows. That's enough of
this. Okay, can you turn this shit off? It's severely distracting. Put Louis C.K. back.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Alright.
What an episode.
More beer.
Dude, this steel reserve is hitting me right now.
Well, it's what is it, 8%?
It's 8.1.
Whatever. I'm drinking 9.5, so I'm down 2. You just drank the tip.
I only drink the tip of 40s.
So what the
warm?
You're gonna get warm.
Let's try to get back on track.
So, Drew.
All right, fine.
So
we've talked about Drew before.
We have, but we can talk about him again.
I'm curious to know if he's ever listened.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Drew, if you're listening, dude, you're just trying too hard.
Dude,
that's your issue. You're being that guy. You're trying to be cool.
And
just fucking stop.
All right, you got to explain Drew.
Well, Drew...
I haven't seen him in years.
He doesn't listen, but whatever.
I haven't seen him in years. That's fact.
I haven't seen him in a body. When was the last time I was at Magic?
You saw...
It was like before, 6 months ago.
It was the week before you started your comedy class.
Stint.
Oh, that really?
Yeah.
So it was back in April?
Because you wanted to come before you couldn't come.
I can always come. So yeah, yeah. So it's been at least a couple of months since I've had to encounter him, yeah. And then before that, it wasn't very often.
Well, except for every time you came.
Yeah. Which well, not was... every time I came. Every time I went to Magic.
Hey-o, the Gathering.
Well, that's what I call it when I come. It's Magic.
The Gathering? There's other people there?
Yeah, because like they're all like, they want to taste.
What do they want to taste?
My dick.
Oh, what does it taste like?
Hey, it's a cat. That's it. Come put the cat on the show. Come here, Foxy.
Say something.
We're all put... There we go.
Hey! It worked.
Look, there it is.
It's coming from three channels, too.
And the one cat person is going to love that. They're going to subscribe.
They're going to be like, oh my God, there was a cat on that podcast.
They're
going to
give us 5 stars on...
Episode 13, the one with the cat. We'll start naming them like Friends. Episode's the one with the blank.
Oh, who watches Friends?
Apparently Brian, constantly.
Speaking of Friends...
you guys are great friends.
We are.
Next episode is about Friends.
The show. We talk about it for half an hour and then shoot ourselves.
Friends is pretty much the Seinfeld of its time.
What?
No, Seinfeld was the Seinfeld of its time.
Seinfeld is the Seinfeld of every time.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is the new Seinfeld.
No, it's not.
It's not even on anymore, is it?
It's still good.
No,
it's still funny.
Who talks about Curb Your Enthusiasm?
A lot of people. It's no very one. Popular.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
I mean,
anymore.
It was maybe like a couple years ago when they were doing the Seinfeld reunion shows, but I don't even think that's on anymore. I mean, Larry David's a hilarious dude. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think the show is on anymore. I don't think people are talking about him.
And besides, the
show... You ever see that episode with Michael J. Fox? That was funny.
You ever seen...
No, I don't...
Put him on a glass. Okay.
You ever seen that show Rescue Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael really... J. Fox was on that.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox was on Curb Your Enthusiasm and made a ton of Parkinson's jokes.
Well, that's fine. I mean, what else are you going to do?
He's got a new show coming out, the Michael J. Fox
soon,
show.
Probably.
No, he's got enough money to treat it. He'll be fine.
No, he doesn't have
AIDS.
Enough money.
It's not AIDS.
It's not
no,
AIDS,
but you
but
can treat if you have a lot of money, you can treat Parkinson's
eventually,
also.
Parkinson's just kills you.
That's why you get the brain electrodes.
What?
Is that what he has?
I'm sure he does. I'm gonna here. Keep talking. I'm gonna pull
no,
up the thing.
Don't
comment.
This is just gonna
this
like.
This is like the fourth time per this show that Brian has gone off on a YouTube tangent.
There's brain. Yeah, Parkinson's brain surgery. Is that? We don't need a fucking YouTube video on it.
No one wants. We're not gonna watch.
We can't watch a video on the fucking show. No one can goddamn see it.
Oh my God, Brian, stop it.
Go to Reddit. That'll be a perfect place
okay,
to look for Parkinson's
cure. Okay, I was
going
to find it because it was posted on here, but no, you guys are going to be dicks about it, so here, take that.
Wait, there isn't a cure for Parkinson's. If there was,
no,
like Michael J. Fox would be dancing in the street
no,
and doing Back to the
have
Future
you seen
4.
It? There's a video. The person has, like, they're doing the brain surgery. They put an electrode in the certain part of your brain that turn it on, and it basically, like, stops the shakes. There's a video of the woman, she's on the operating table, her hand's doing this, going nuts. She's old, she's like 80-something.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, okay, point to your chin, and she's, like, doing this, she can't fucking do it. And it's like, okay, put your hand out, make a fist, and then straighten your hand now.
Wow.
And it just stopped when they turn the
wait,
electrode
so
on.
Wait, so it's like magic?
Yes. And there's another... There's
the
another,
Gathering?
There's a video some guy uploaded to YouTube today where he's talking about how he's got Parkinson's and he has one of those things. He's like, so here's me... With it on, I can talk fine. I'm looking at you. Here's my hand shaking and just like a little bit. Like, yeah. Just like he's a little bit nervous. And he's like, so here you go. Put the thing, boop. And it says that it's on. He goes, okay, I'm going to turn it off. Boop. He goes, and you'll see that almost immediately I'm shaking a lot and I can't talk as well. And it's like, it's nuts. It's night.
Well,
and
with
day.
All due respect, I could make that video.
Chris, you got to be a dick about it.
What?
He's, you know. He's being the
it's
the,
a real thing.
He's like, being that atheist jerk guy.
You're being that guy.
About Parkinson's videos.
Listen. You can't apologize for comedy.
He has Parkinson's because he waves his mic around.
No, it's just a very good mic. You can wave it around.
He has good
look
mic
at the
technique.
Look at me waving my mic.
Stop it.
You know what it sounds like? That's what it sounds like in the headphones.
So stop jerking off.
Or you can just do that. That sounds way more
it makes
like
a similar
it.
Waveform.
Whoa, science.
We shouldn't have this on the screen ever.
Brian's just got too much, like, ADDs.
All right, I'm going to step away for
a second. Get a beer. Get me one, too.
Yeah, can you grab me one, too?
Chris, you have a 40. You have a high-gravity 40.
What do you want?
Yeah, well...
Another one of these from the mini-fridge?
I want one
which
of my...
Which one? The one in your
the one
room?
In the office.
Okay, I'll get one... What do you want? You
the original sin.
You want a cider? Okay. I'll be gone for about half an hour to find all these.
two beers, possibly three. 1/2 of 1 hour.
All right. I'm on a good mic now because Steve's gone for a bit.
I'm going to drink this beer.
One down, Steve.
Here you go, buddy.
Need a bottle opener? All right, so...
It gets worse as it gets warm.
Do you want me to drink some for you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I want to finish it.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to work here anymore.
So, I don't know, Chris. How have you been? We haven't done a show in fucking forever. And we come back to this. It's just all boners.
Oh, who knew? Hot Sauce Enema, and they're talking about boners.
I know, I can barely believe it myself.
Here you go.
What is that? A Victory Golden...
Victory Golden Monkey. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Steel Reserve, 40 ounces.
No, what does Steve just hand you?
It's... What is going Amanda? On? And Amanda still says
Mike Shy.
Hi.
There you go. That's all I wanted, really. I'm okay with just a simple hello is all I really need from you. And a hug. Come here.
Now you're getting
needy. Oh, kissing on the radio.
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing that we don't still use the cameras. Remember when we used to do the Stickam show?
Yeah, but now Stickam's dead.
Is it?
Yeah, you didn't know?
No.
Stickam does not exist anymore.
No, fuck you.
They went under, dude. I'm not even lying. Why would I lie?
Well, apparently Stickam... thank you and farewell.
Oh, it's
sorry.
A farewell.
So I guess we should just use Twitch, right?
We should just use nothing because...
Yeah, we can just do an audio podcast and people will listen to it.
Look at how sad the Stickam guy is.
But so why do they keep the website up?
Just
in case.
Because domains are cheap and hosting is cheap.
But like, who's going to be...
Because I have a website. You want to see my website?
Who's going to be the guy who's like...
No.
Oh, let me go to Stickam.com. Oh, wait. I'm getting an error that it doesn't exist.
Here's my website.
What is
that guy?
It's this guy that I've... met in person twice.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. His name is Mike DeGangi, and we just play video games together online all the time. But he went to high school with a former co-host, Mike Lobov, and hang out with him still from time to time.
Well, that's very nice to know.
Yeah, so this is his, someone posted this on Facebook the other day, like an old like 8th grade picture, and I fucking lost it. So I put it as the only thing on my website, because the website just used to say... bombthisname.com, maybe I'll put a site here someday. And he's like, maybe I'll put a site here someday. So I was like, all right, you know what? Fine. Bombthisname.com. Look at his dumb face.
Why do you have... Where are you getting your hosting?
Dreamhost?
Dreamhost.com.
I paid 20 bucks.
GoDaddy.com.
I paid 20 bucks on Dreamhost. I got a domain registration for a year. I got a year of unlimited bandwidth and storage space hosting for $20.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's fucking crazy.
Are people stumbling upon this?
No, we are not on StumbleUpon.
how do you get on Stumble? You have to sign up to
StumbleUpon. It doesn't matter.
You don't matter.
Yeah,
Nothing matters because that's ridiculous.
Everything is made up bullshit. God isn't real. Your dad isn't real.
Magical man in the sky, blah,
Cookie
blah, blah.
Cookie Monster is gay. And the cat
Whoa,
is freaking as shit.
Freaked out. Does the cat do a victory lap when it poops?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Just wants to get away from that poop as quickly as possible.
There's a soundboard of Mike DeGangi also on the website.
Who? Why?
This is... Yeah.
Okay, but you need to stop that.
All right, I'll stop it.
See, I don't know that guy. No one that listens to the show knows
it. He'll be excited that we talked about him.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he's going to be
listening. Will he listen?
No.
Does he have an iPod?
No one uses iPods to listen to podcasts.
What?
Isn't that how they got their name?
Yeah,
originally, but now it's just a thing. Everyone, you get podcast apps for Android.
Who the fuck is here now?
Who is here?
Why are you so angry?
You called them back because they didn't bring your rice?
Now you get spit rice.
Yeah. Enjoy the jizz rice.
He just goes, that's fine, still rice.
Did they send
two rice puddings?
Ew.
What
is
that?
Any rice puddings?
Okay. What is rice
pudding? I wouldn't want to eat any of those rice puddings.
You don't
coming.
Like rice pudding?
What is that?
But
you don't know what rice pudding is?
Oh my god. No, I just asked.
Pull it up online so we can see your pictures of it.
No. For everyone in the room, no.
Wait, really? Like, you're serious?
I'm serious that I don't know what rice pudding is.
Okay, so you know that you
is
lived
it pudding my, made out of rice?
Yes, you know you lived at my house in Framingham for
did
over a
I
year.
Did I eat rice pudding?
Yes. It was in the fridge all the time. And I was like, Chris, you want some rice pudding? You're like, I don't know. I've never seen it before. And you're like, oh, this is pretty good.
I don't recall any
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, I know you don't because you was, were drunk it, the this whole was time. Really this is an intervention.
You've eaten rice pudding, apparently.
Wait, was drunk. The actual topic of this show interventions?
Yes.
Damn it.
Topic change. Chris, you're an addict.
Of rice pudding.
Of rice pudding and liquor. Liquor pudding. Eat this. Sarah's got a spoon in front of you.
Well, what is that?
It's rice pudding.
I don't want it.
Yes, you do.
No, it looks...
It looks like cum.
No, for real. Here's why I
white
can't
goo.
Eat it.
It's consistency.
No, because it's white goo.
I have a phobia of white sauces.
So you couldn't have like
no,
a béarnaise
Chris,
sauce?
You know what it
so
is.
So good. Chris, but you eat my white sauce. Just one bite. You're in my house,
no.
One bite.
No.
Hot sauce. It, Chris, one bite.
Taste it.
Oh, that.
It's on your lips.
Was it good?
I couldn't taste it.
Give him a... Just take the bite.
Just bite it.
If you need to puke...
Why is it chunky?
Because
it's
rice.
Rice.
That's
right. What else is in it?
Pudding.
Pudding. It's like vanilla and rice.
Pudding.
Just taste it.
What is pudding?
Just bite it.
Mmm, yum, 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 yum. That's pretty good, isn't
he's
it?
He's making faces because he's being a dick, but he knows it's tasty.
Oh, you love the taste.
Sarah, can I get a bite? Will you feed me, too?
Here comes the airplane.
Make the airplane noises for me, Dad.
Oh, what is it? Cinnamon challenge.
I can't even wrap my mind around this.
Is it good?
Do
you like it?
I don't want any. Thank you.
It's sweet.
I'm not going to eat that.
The rice is a little undercooked in this one. Still good, though. So, did you notice that they wrote on the address for his delivery, Clove Street? Don't say my real address, but it's funny that you wrote Clove Street.
Clove Street.
That looks like spit to you? Yeah.
The spit tastes like rice. I'll definitely tell you
done?
That.
Are we done?
Are we going to keep going?
We haven't hit an hour yet.
We're close.
Almost.
We can wrap.
Do you
have anything else you want to talk about, Steve? Tell me about your stand-up night. How'd it go?
You were there.
Yeah, but the listeners weren't.
Tell me about the first one. I wasn't at the first one. How did that one go?
Okay, so my first show was at Athol Orange Cable Access Television.
Is there a film of this?
Yeah, it's not film, but it's video. And it exists.
Semantics!
All right. Well, one of my professors in college would fucking crawl up my ass and start punching... If I called
house.
Film video or video film.
What?
So now I
eat a fucking dick. Stop being that guy.
Who, my professor or
yes,
me?
Yes, your professor.
I'm sorry. So, but he drilled it into my head. So I call what it is. So it was on video
Steve?
Because on television.
Steve.
It's not film.
Steve?
What?
Don't be that guy.
Ah, I can't help it.
Anyways.
So, yeah, it was on video. Thank you.
Video.
I'll eventually have a
what
DVD.
What format?
I think I don't
know. MPEG 4?
I have no idea,
AVI?
But they're going to give me a DVD of it.
Was it?
Eventually.
DivX?
Yeah.
Oh, was it X-Men?
Yes. It was whatever they upload to porno sites.
AVI or MP4.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on the mobile version of the site, it's MP4 most times.
I thought it was AVI.
No, MP4 for mobile. Or 3GP.
I'll let you go with it.
Okay.
Right. Welcome to...
I try not to look at porno on my
welcome
phone.
Welcome to Tech Podcast, where we talk about computers of tomorrow.
So I was there.
PlayStation 4! Go ahead.
So I was there. I did. But my one buddy showed up from Whitman, which is far away from Orange, Massachusetts. It was probably about a 3.5-hour drive for him, considering the traffic and all. And I know it's boring what I'm saying.
No, the 3.5 hours to go to Athol.
Well, he was the only person that showed up, and I was like, "What? Why are you here?"
I actually was going to go, and then something actually happened that day. Like, I wasn't just lying to you to be like, "Man, I want to go to Athol."
I figured
like,
most people were lying to
no,
me
like
that day.
Like,
I don't want to drive to Athol because it's shitty there.
Like, something actually happened that day. I was really upset that I couldn't
go.
Yeah,
no, I can vouch for that because I was planning on going with Brian.
Yeah, and like I texted him, I was like, "Dude, I can't." Like, something happened today. It was like. I forget what it was, but something actually happened.
You took a crap, and you're like, I don't feel like
that. I took a crap, and I was like, meh. That's more interesting than Steve.
You know what? I'll just stare at this poop for an hour.
instead of driving 2 of those hours to go to Apple.
Okay, so like,
listen, I went to your first real show.
Yeah, my first like live in front of a crowd show.
Live in a studio audience.
So who was at the other show? Like, was how did it, how what was the setup?
So it was a television show. Like Jerry, the guy that was the guy that closed the.
Yeah. So your teacher.
Yeah.
Your protege. No. Well, his protege.
Yeah, I guess
you're his star student because you're the only one that went to the graduation show.
Yeah. How do you graduate by not?
It's a community college. It doesn't really count.
Whatever.
Well, it was just a way to showcase our stand-up talents.
And, who doesn't
apparently want... everybody else didn't give a shit about their stand-up talents.
I'm assuming that you spend money to take this class.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, I'm not even going to stand up.
How much it costs?
It was only like $69.
That's... For how many per class?
No. It was just the one class. And like I went there for a month. And then...
You paid $69 for a month of classes?
Yeah.
That's what?
We should all do that. Our show would be way funnier.
Yeah.
If you guys take the stand-up class, too?
Yeah.
At Quinsig?
Will it?
I don't
learn much?
I didn't learn how to be funny. I think I already had that down. But I just kind of like...
Differ.
Fuck you. I was about to do the drop the mic and walk out of here, but the visual would have been lost on the audience.
I'm kidding, Steve. You know
I know.
Fine.
I'm so
You're
upset.
Wearing a shirt with a kid in a wheelchair with flags on it.
No, it's a musical.
Oh, it's
note.
A musical note. Oh, because they're retarded kids that sing.
You yeah, see I get how it. How many levels it works on?
Yeah, because it looks like a flag with like fast motion lines.
No.
It's at least 3 levels that it works on.
Yeah,
at the very least.
So yeah, I performed. I did a clean set, which was very unlike the set I did.
Wait, that was clean?
No.
Booby car wash is clean?
No, I didn't do that set at all.
Booby
I said
car
the, a set that was very unlike the one I did the other night.
Oh, I was completely in a different spot.
It was very unlike the set he did the other night.
It was a clean set. It wasn't as good. I didn't like it at all. But it happened.
Tell me a clean joke.
Yeah, tell us a clean joke.
It wasn't real. Like, I'm not.
Get this. Want to hear a dirty joke?
Sure.
12 white horses jump in the mud.
Okay.
You want to hear a clean joke?
They sure. Take a bath. The horses.
I got a joke for you. You want a clean joke?
Yeah, do it.
All right. Duck walks into 7-Eleven and says, "You got any grapes?" Guy's like, "No, we don't have any grapes."
I fucking hate this joke. It's dumb.
No,
fuck
say
you.
It. I don't
I'm
know
I'm saying
the joke.
The joke. You guys turn off your fucking mics. I'm talking about this joke. All right, so Duck walks into 7-Eleven. The guy's like, oh, wait, fuck. Duck walks into 7-Eleven. He's like, "You got any grapes?" The guy's like, "No, we don't have any grapes." Duck leaves. Next day, Duck walks into 7-Eleven. He's like, "You got any grapes?" It's like, "No, we don't have any grapes." Duck leaves. Next day, Duck walks into 7-Eleven. "You got any grapes?" It's like, "No. You come in here one more time, I'm going to nail your web feet to the floor." Duck leaves. Next day, Duck walks into 7-Eleven. He's like, "Hey, you got any nails?" He's like, "No." He's like, "Good, you got any grapes?"
I get it.
Did you tell that on the Did you tell that on the cable thing?
No!
Because that is like the oldest dad joke.
I heard a bunch of very bad jokes. Or not necessarily bad jokes, but I heard some ones that I had heard before out of the guys that were doing the comedy.
"Hey, do you think Bert and Ernie might be gay?"
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they do that? I wasn't even paying attention.
Everyone does that joke.
No, the guys that
I
did
know,
the show.
I've never heard that joke, except from you right now. And that's not even a joke. It's a lifestyle choice.
What would you call it? What would you call Bert and Ernie if they were gay?
Bert and Ernie, you homophobe.
I was going to say life partners.
Oh. Not the offensive F word. For gay people.
What would that be, Brian?
Faggots.
See, that offends me.
No, it's just cigarettes.
Yeah, it's just cigarettes or a bundle of sticks. Every once in a while, like, someone will make a post on the internet. They'll be like, "God, look at this bunch of faggots I saw driving home." And it's just like a picture of a bundle of sticks on the side of the road.
It would be more funny if it was a bunch of gay guys.
Like, so it's just like completely, like, everyone is expecting it to be the bundle of sticks. It's like, wow, no, this is actually offensive. I'm not a fan. Downvote.
But
a fan
it,
of this.
It would be more funny if all the gay guys were driving around and blowing each other at the same time.
Why are they blowing each other?
I don't know. Reddit.com, the only place where people love gay people, but OP is still a faggot.
You ever been space dicks?
Yeah, it's not that. It's really not that bad.
I was confused about space dicks.
What?
Space dicks.
Oh God! Now what are we looking up?
About to show you.
I will see space dicks in a second. Well, Brian.
Oh, Brian, the guy who never wants to talk about dicks, is conveniently looking up.
Oh
dicks.
No! What is this?
Space dicks.
Whoa!
What is that?
The guy just got kicked in the dick.
Why is he nude? And why is it? so many questions.
Oh Jesus!
Here's the queen of space dicks.
Oh my God! Is it a big clit? Oh.
She is quite the looker.
Right,
can you read the fucking caption there?
No. Let's see.
Yeah, let's just look at. Oh,
fuck me!
Oh no!
She's done.
How do we get here, Brian?
Oh no!
Reddit.
No, hold on, Chris. One more, and then we're done. Okay.
Okay.
What the fuck? Did someone tie a dick around that dick?
A dick tied around a dick. That's...
Amanda. He just goes,
no. Someone tied a dick around that picture of a dick. Oh, wait, no, it was a real dick. No!
What was it? Show me again.
Fuck! God damn it, you fuck!
What's the one below it?
No. Back to Louis C.K. We're fine.
Yeah, thanks. That's great. Thanks.
So, final thoughts, Steve Woodbury.
I never want to see pictures of a fucking split dickhead ever again.
That's you.
Please, thank you, please. That's my final thought for this evening. Jesus Christ.
First final thoughts.
My final thoughts are that we should all accept each other for who we are and not try to change that, no matter what we feel inside.
Stop being such a faggot.
My final thought is, don't be that guy. And on that note, I believe, gentlemen, are we
gonna... You mean that guy that shows pictures of split dickheads?
Bifurcated is the proper term. Thank you, Amanda.
Sorry, bifurcated dickhole face place.
So, are we gonna do a show next week?
Next week, shit. That's ambitious.
A week
after a year a week, of not doing one?
A week from today,
yeah, but
do a show?
If we don't do them every
we'll
week,
we'll prepare
we
and we'll
do
actually
them.
Get Lee.
So we can have him talking off mic for a while?
Yeah.
No, we'll prepare and we'll get Lee. And we'll do it next Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Does this mean I get to yell? Does this mean I get to do the thing again?
Ah!
Chris is playing with a cat with like one of those toys on a string, and the cat grabbed it, and Chris pulled it back, and it flung and hit him in the face. So I guess we'll see you next week, folks. It's been fun.
There's been a really big shoe.
It's been a really big shoe. Is that it? And we'll see you next week on the Hot Sauce Animal Show!
Penis.